Hey friends, welcome to Real Stories of Life with God, a podcast with a pretty explanatory title, because that's what we're here for. A conversation with real people about their unique life with God. I'm your host, Chelsea Eubank, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's jump into today's episode.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna jump in and we can talk about your life a little bit.
Sounds good.
Okay, Anna, super excited to talk to you. My voice obviously sounds funny, so for those listening who know my voice, it does not normally sound like this, but I have a cold. But I really wanted to talk to Anna, and so we're pushing through the cold. So tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I grew up in Augusta, Georgia, which is how I know you, obviously. I think the last time I saw you may have been at a track meet.
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
But yeah, I went to school. I went to a military school in New York for 4 years, and then commissioned into the Army right after that. So I've moved a few times since then. I went to a school for like 3 months after, in Virginia, after I graduated from college, and then went to my first duty station in Anchorage. Was there for 3 years, and I actually moved from there in November, and I'm currently in Virginia at a quick little 6 month school before I go to Fort Carson, Colorado. So
yeah, I'm always amazed. Obviously God knows people, right? But I think there's a special breed of person who's a military person for a lot of reasons, but especially the moving, you know, especially just the like open-handedness, you know, the like, okay, this is where we're going for this short stint. And I'm like, oh my goodness, 6 months in one place and then we're moving? I'm just amazed by it. So you're about to move to Colorado. What exactly are you doing specifically, or what do you hope to do?
Yeah. So I'm a logistics officer. So basically what that means is I plan and then like support, like through supplies, like food, fuel, ammo, water, transportation, anything like logistics wise, it's necessary for like the fight of an army unit on the front lines. I guess is the best way that I can put it. There's different positions for that, but what am I working towards? So at my next duty station, I should spend about a year on staff. And then the next step after that is to take company command. So I'll be in charge of like 120-ish people. I'm actually still trying to figure out exactly what I want to do. So yeah, that's just something I'm like praying through right now.
Very cool. I like to read a few verses from Matthew 22. They kind of inspired two of these questions. Jesus is asked, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it, shall love your neighbor as yourself. So my first question for you is, what currently stirs your love for God?
So I think there's two things that come to mind. The first one I would say is Christian community, God's church people. And I would say that has been true now and like really over the course of life, especially just with like a lot of the transitions that I've had. Yeah. So like, I'm not going to lie, like this past season of moving from Alaska, having like had a strong community and church and friends, and like routine there, has been really hard to leave. And, you know, I think God has really shown himself to me through his people, like through that time. Like, and that includes, I think, being here and being with new believers. And then also, the people that he has given me from like high school, like mentors and friends that I've been able to stay in touch with, and just talk through life with, and just be honest about how things are going. Especially in those hard seasons, you know, I think they really point me back to God and remind me who he is. Cause sometimes I feel like it's hard to remember that on my own or to muster that in myself. During those hard times. So I think that's the first thing. And then the second, I would say over the past year has been really savoring the quiet moments with God in the mornings, before I go out into the chaotic world. So I'm very much a worrier and try to figure things out on my own. And I think over the past year, God has really shown me that I can literally do nothing on my own. And actually, I think you wrote a podcast or like you wrote an article about this, and like, it was perfect for me during this season. But you just sort of talked about how like we are desperate for God, and that's like not a bad thing. Like he's created us to need him. And so I've sort of, it's still hard sometimes, but I think I've just sort of used those quiet moments in the morning to like, be like, okay, God, like, this is what's going on. Like, and just be real with him and like, allow him mm-hmm. to like change my heart during those times rather than me try to like do life on my own and have him just kind of sitting on the sidelines. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like, you can know for a lot of your life. So we both grew up in Christian homes.
Yeah.
Right. We grew up in Christian schools, going to church. Like there's a lot of truth that's in there, but I think it makes a difference when you take the truth that he is always with me, and you really practically lean on that and really cling to that and say, you know what? I really believe this from that like head to heart situation, mm-hmm. you know, like I can know all the things, but until I'm really practicing them, because I think the thing about needing him, I mean, he promises that he's enough for us, right? But if I never give him the opportunity to be enough, then I never really experience the fact that he can and he does if I never ask him for that. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. You know, like if it, like what you're saying, you're kind of leaning, can't do anything on my own. But if I never admit that, then I can never really taste that in him, or I never experience that, or I never give him the chance to show up for me.
Yeah.
I like what you said about quiet, though, especially. And you probably, you know, there are people listening who, like me, maybe in throes of young motherhood. And then there's just the lay of the land and the culture where we have access to all the news and all the entertainment we could ever want right when we wake up, you know? And so it's almost like a discipline. I mean, and maybe you could speak to that. It's almost like I have to be disciplined to give myself some of those quiet moments with just me and God that I carry with me throughout the rest of the chaotic. You said the word chaotic, which is great. But you know what I mean? Like, have you noticed that? Is that easy for you? Or are you having to really establish that kind of a habit?
I think it changes with the seasons. Like I have to relearn it in different times. Like if I've switched jobs a few times, so they're different demands for different jobs in different places. So like right now I'm in school and I actually have a lot of free time, and it's really sad because you'd think, oh yeah, like I would be a lot more disciplined with that routine. But it's been a lot harder to do that. And so, cause it's, I don't know, I guess it's sort of a season where you're like, oh, I don't really need him. Like I'm not super stressed right now. It's like, do I really need to spend that time with him? And like, yes, I do. But it's like in your head, you're just like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm good. But it's actually during the times I think yeah. it's chaotic that I'm like, okay, God, like, this is like, please help me. Like, I don't want to go into the world today.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. Okay. On the other hand, is there anything that currently stifles your love for God?
Yes. My own lack of contentment in this season of where I'm at. Yeah, I mean, it goes along with the theme of what I've sort of already been saying, but just being in this holding area of like, okay, like I'm here for 6 months. What do you have for me in this time? I think it's really hard to just sit in it and not like think about the future and want to go to the next thing. Cause I mean, I don't want to say that this school isn't fulfilling, but it's like not the same like purposeful work as like having a job, you know? And so it's kind of like, okay, God, like I'm just going to go and show up to class and then leave. And I feel like I sort of been missing out on, okay, like, what do you have for me here? I don't know. And the people that I'm like with every day, or even in learning, like I should be taking a little bit more joy in those things, or using even just seeing this time of like having more time on my hands to like as an opportunity rather than like, oh man, this sucks. Like I can't wait for it to be over type thing. So
I think that question is amazing. You know, what do you have for me here? I think that's a great question, and one I'm probably going to write down and think about that. Because there are like really ordinary, not as exciting, kind of hard, a little unsatisfying. But yet, in the kingdom of God, there is always something he could be showing me or revealing to me, or I could be asking of him something.
Yeah.
That's a really, I like that question a lot. My next question is not a question. It's a fill in the blank. The truth that God is blank means a lot to you because blank.
The truth that God is faithful means a lot to me because I know he will carry me through every season of life, the good and the bad, and the times when I don't really understand what he's doing. Like, realizing that, like, what I'm feeling isn't true, you know, because a lot of times I feel like God isn't as far away, or I feel this way or that way. But yeah, I think resting in his character, like, always is so grounding. Yeah. Because it doesn't change, you know, my feelings do.
Oh, yes. I heard someone say, and this stuck with me, they said, my feelings get, like, I don't want my feelings to drive the car, and I'm also not going to put them in the trunk, but they can ride in the back seat. It's like, I want to acknowledge them, but I don't want them to drive, and I don't want to ignore them either. I thought that was really helpful. And you've kind of been forming that knowledge and understanding of his character whole life. You know, I mean, it all, like, builds, right? I mean, we grow, you know, and God is always the same, but can you tell any significant difference maybe from, like, 10 years ago, Anna, to the Anna today in your, like, faith in his character or faith in his nature? You know, can you see a lot, or what do you see? Or,
oh yeah. I think, gosh, I hate to say it. You hate to say he uses the hard times, but he really does, like, use the hard times to show you more about himself and, like, about you, like, things that, like, areas you're not trusting. But yeah, I think, like, and he's, you know, honestly, like you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, like, about, you know, military life and how you don't think that, you know, it takes a special person. And honestly, like, a lot of times I'm like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this. Like, it's hard, about that. But I do think, like, I mean, I don't regret the journey that I've been on, because I really think he has used the transitions to show me more about him. Like, you know, that I'm not alone, that he goes before me and he goes behind me, and he is sovereign. And no matter if I, you know, if I want to go somewhere and the military sends me somewhere else, like, I can't always do anything about it, but it's like, I can still trust him. Like, he's still good. Yeah. And I think, yeah, he just uses life and circumstances to like, show us more of who he is. Whereas, you know, in high school, you're like, okay, like, I know who God is. I'm going to study his word. And, but you don't, like, have a whole lot to, like, I don't know, to base it off of, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My last question is, what is something you are looking forward to?
I am looking forward to being back in the mountains and the outdoors. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of wild that I, like, moved to Alaska. I don't know. I still, like, it's just, I don't know. Even when I was there, it's just like, wow, this is weird. yeah, I don't know. I loved being able to, like, walk outside and just, you know, go ski or do anything outside. So, moving to Colorado, I think I'll have a lot of this same opportunities. So I'm really looking forward to, being able to do that again. Not that the East Coast isn't great, but
it's different. It's different.
It is different. So,
yeah. Well, Anna, seriously, thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
I'm so glad.
Listening friends, it means a lot that you added us to your day today. Thank you so much. Wherever you find yourself on your journey with Jesus, I hope you finished this episode with your faith cheered, refreshed, or strengthened. Until next time.